This is New England Public Radio News. The Massachusetts Senate on Thursday begins debate on a wide-ranging criminal justice bill. The Senate's plan would get rid of some mandatory minimum sentences, help people to seal old criminal records, and make it easier for defendants to pay bail. Some criminal justice advocates say the bill does not go far enough to overhaul the system, and some prosecutors say it goes too far. New England Public Radio's Carrie Healy talked with the Senate chair of the Judiciary Committee, William Brownsberger, the bill's sponsor. While Massachusetts has one of the lowest incarceration rates in the country, Brownsberger says the Bay State also has some troubling criminal justice numbers.
The United States is a country with extraordinarily high incarceration rates. Massachusetts' rate itself is high by international standards. And most strikingly, it's high. It's about four times what it was right here in Massachusetts only 40 years ago. So we're doing something very different than we were doing 40 years ago. And that incarceration rate is especially concentrated in neighborhoods of poverty and color. And that is why in those neighborhoods, the level of incarceration rate itself has become a problem. Crime is a problem, but the level of incarceration has become a problem. Mothers and fathers who are away from their kids, people who are locked into a cycle of involvement in the system. And that's something we need to break. And that's what our bill is about. Our bill is about lifting people up instead of locking people up. It is about cutting the chains that bind people when they are trying to stand up on their own feet and get back into the legitimate economy.
Your proposal makes some changes at the younger and the older end for who is eligible for juvenile court. Can you talk about those changes and why those are necessary?
Basically, at the low end, it raises the date at which one can be tried at all from 7 to 12. That's a pretty marginal adjustment. There's almost nobody. There's a few hundred cases of a year who come in during that range. Almost none of them actually involve a commitment to DYS. It's a very rare thing. The more significant change is at the high end, so that today you're a juvenile until you've had your 18th birthday. Under the bill, you would be a juvenile until you've had your 19th birthday. And for me, that's about moving in the direction of providing good rehabilitative services, which we are able to do in DYS right now. We have a good DYS Department of Youth Services, which works with young people, and getting more people into that environment. And the criminal record that one incurs as a juvenile has much less consequences for the future of one's life. And so we will be keeping people out of jail. We will be keeping people hopefully moving on a positive direction if we're able to involve more of them in the youth system.
A majority of the state's attorneys in Massachusetts are objecting to portions of your bill. They call a relaxing of some of the statutory rape laws, quote, unnecessary and dangerous. They also oppose elimination of mandatory minimum sentences for drug trafficking. Is there room for negotiation on either point?
Well, it's really important to say this bill is all about balance. I mean, we are not eliminating all the mandatory minimums for drug trafficking. Quite the contrary, we're actually strengthening them for heroin trafficking and, for other opiates, for fentanyl, which is the thing that's killing the most people. So, there's a balance to be struck, which I agree with the district attorneys about. I mean, this is all about balance, but we have tried to strike the right balance. And, that's a conversation that ultimately the Senate's going to have a chance to vote on, and we'll see whether we've got the right balance.
Criminal justice changes are hard for some politicians to stomach. I know they worry about well-meaning changes that have unintended consequences down the line that'll haunt them in future elections. How do you convince your colleagues to get around that fear?
You know what? I think every one of my colleagues, I hope that every one of my colleagues will examine their conscience on each measure in this bill and vote what they think is the right thing to do for the Commonwealth as a whole. I am not trying to lead my colleagues off a cliff on any issue. I want them to do what they feel is the right thing.
The eventual bill passed by the Senate's probably going to go much further than what will come out of the House. And Governor Baker appears tepid on parts of the Senate bill. Is this whole debate going to end in major reforms or in cautious change?
We'll have to see. I want to make one comment on that, though. I don't think there's that big a difference between the House and the Senate at the end of the day. We're elected by the same people. We have the same range of opinions in the body. And, I think that if we pass a bill that senators are behind, I think you're going to see a bill that come out of the final process that is not too different.
William Brownsberger is the Massachusetts Senate Chair of the Judiciary Committee. Thank you, Senator.
Thank you for having me.